Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat issued a statement today strongly condemning attacks on Israeli civilians, including Friday's suicide bombing that killed six in Jerusalem. The statement cleared the way for Secretary of State Colin Powell to meet with Arafat in Ramallah tomorrow. Meanwhile, Israeli troops made fresh incursions into more Palestinian villages as Powell expressed concern about the humanitarian situation. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Arafat's statement was distributed in Arabic by the official Palestinian news agency. It said, quote, "We strongly condemn the violent operations directed at Israeli civilians, especially the latest operation in Jerusalem." U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell had demanded that Arafat condemn Friday's suicide bombing. The statement went on to condemn all acts of terrorism that target civilians, whether they are Israelis or Palestinians. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, who has said a Powell-Arafat meeting would be a tragic mistake, said today in an interview with CBS that Arafat had already turned down a more generous Israeli offer than he would ever get from a Sharon government.
"I don't believe that one can reach peace with Mr. Arafat."
Israeli Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Yaffa Ben-Ari said Powell made the right call when he postponed the Arafat meeting following Friday's bombing.
"We, Israel, appreciate very much this mission. It is a very important one, and we sure hope that Secretary Powell will be able to find a responsible Palestinian leadership and to convince them to divorce themselves from terrorists."
But after the Arafat statement, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher announced that the secretary would meet with the Palestinian leader. Palestinian spokesman Jihad al-Wazir said negotiation is the way out of this violent impasse.
"Well, we've always said that we're against attacks against civilians on both sides. And what the root cause of this violence is the Israeli occupation. And what needs to be done is a political end to this occupation and a political process in which Secretary Powell now should be engaged in and, in a sense, set the record straight and tell Israelis to pull out from the West Bank and Gaza."
Powell and President Bush have told Sharon to pull his troops out, but there were new incursions today into four more villages in the Jenin area. Israeli military officials have denied Palestinian allegations of a massacre in Jenin with heavy civilian losses. Spokesman Moshe Fogal told Israeli television that the charge is absurd.
"Palestinians are experts at the big lie. They assume that if you say something absurd enough times, then people will believe it."
The Israeli High Court last night ordered the army to stop removing Palestinian bodies from Jenin in response to a petition from human rights groups and Arab-Israeli lawmakers. The court said all burials must wait until after a hearing tomorrow. Palestinian Authority official Ziad Abu Zayad said many Palestinians believe the unprecedented closure around Jenin is because the army has something horrific to hide.
"The Israeli army suggested to delay the withdrawal in order to be given more time to hide their crime."
In a meeting with aid groups today, Powell said the United States is deeply concerned about the serious humanitarian situation, especially in Jenin. Powell announced an additional $30 million for the UN Refugee Agency operating in the territories, and an acceleration of $62 million in aid for health care, water repairs, and emergency food aid. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.